the world that we live in teaches us to value ourselves based off of what we do and not who we are.
How do you build self-esteem?
Self-esteem is like you valuing the container for what the container is. Confidence is you valuing the container for what it can do.
Where does being self-assured come in with self-esteem and confidence?
When you look at it from the perspective of this thing is that I'm giving to the world is simply a part of my experience. It is simply a way that I decided to express myself in that moment. It is not a determining factor of who I am and how I am valued in the world or to myself. That is when your self-esteem can be unaffected.
You need some self-awareness to make sure you have some self-esteem so you can be self-assured.
So that you can
be self-confident.
Yeah, that's really where the self-love comes in, though.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
Yesterday, me and Damani was talking before he departed, and we was talking about the video that you sent, but not about the video that you sent. The video that you sent was about different sectors of black people having confidence or self-esteem.
It was about the diaspora.
Yeah, I was going to use that word, but I chose not to.
That's not even how I pronounce it normally, but for the sake of television, I'm going to pronounce it correctly.
Or that's how you're supposed to do it? Diaspora.
I mean, I be hearing everybody say diaspora.
Diaspora.
I used to call it the diaspora.
But yeah, so it was different sectors of black people, whether they have confidence or self-esteem, why and why not, and different factors that affected the confidence versus the self-esteem. Me and Shakoya agree that we had a lot of confidence.
Slow down.
Oh, that's how I get my thoughts out. They can rewind it back. That's why we record it for the people.
All right, go ahead.
Me and Shakoya came to the conclusion that we had high confidence, low self-esteem. Damani stated that he had vibrato.
Bravado. that's not what I said. Although I did have that, but no, that's not what I was talking about. Bravado.
Damani got vibrato. Yeah. Tomato vibrato. I was about to say Lakers and Bob.
I'm sorry,
because
he put his hand up and I didn't know what he was about to say, so that was funny to me.
What you got? Bravado?
Bravado.
Bravado. Yes. Oh, yeah. Man. He had bravado, low confidence.
It was low confidence. So I wasn't actually confident in myself or in the stuff that I was able to do. It was more so bravado. So I was playing around. I was acting as if I did, but I wasn't actually confident in my ability or whatever at the time. Well, I wasn't confident in myself.
So what's vibrato? What?
That's what that is.
Wait, what's bravado?
It's more like I want to say it's more of a braggadocious kind of thing where it's not really based on your ability. It's almost like it's more based on appearing confident, even if you're not confident.
So Johnny Bravo.
Okay.
I think he had self-esteem. He was arrogant. Johnny Bravo.
Oh.
Yeah, he was.
I think he was overly confident. Yeah, self-centered. That's the word.
Okay.
But I also looked up these things because yesterday Damani was like, I think self-esteem and confidence go together. Mm. Ideally, they should. Mm-hmm. But I just looked them up and I'm going to give you all the definitions. So the definition of confidence is the feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something. And then it says a semicolon and it says firm trust. So confidence is basically the trust in something. Self-esteem is how you value or perceive yourself. Mm. And then self-confidence basically is the feeling or trust in your own abilities, qualities, and judgment. And one more fact for y'all. The difference between self-confidence and self-esteem. Self-confidence refers to a belief in one's abilities and skills, while self-esteem reflects in individual's overall sense of worth and value. So the question at hand is, with self-esteem and confidence, does one depend on the other? Can one exist independently? Do you feel like one can exist independently in one person, in a person? Or do they, are they codependent?
I think that, I mean, based off of what we determined in ourselves, then technically they can exist independently. Because confidence is based on your trust. And your self-esteem is based on how you, like, value the thing. I think that they can exist. Okay, when you say exist independently, do you mean, like one can be low and the other can be high? I think that they're always there as far as, like, valuation or, like, within yourself. So just let me, like...
That was the question I was asking, pretty much.
Okay, one could be low and one could be high.
Like, are they dependent on each other, or can you be confident but have no self-esteem, or can you have high self-esteem and no confidence?
I think that because, by like, based on the actual definition, I do strongly feel like you could be very confident and have low self-esteem, because you might be confident in something that you're doing. Like, you might trust yourself to get something done, but that still doesn't mean that you feel like you are valuable in this area, or you've worked hard enough, let's say, because a lot of times we place value on ourselves based off of what we can do or what we have done and what we've accomplished. I feel like we've talked about that type of stuff in the past. And I feel like you can be confident in your ability to do something, or you're confident in the fact that you are who you are. But if you still are not valuing who you are, then your self-esteem is going to be low. And I feel like if you value who you are, but you aren't confident in anything that you are doing, or like maybe you, this is a tricky question. Now that I'm thinking about it, because when I'm actually breaking it down, it sounds like one does depend on the other. But I have experienced. I don't know.
You can go ahead.
You can ask your question. I remember
what I was gonna say. I was just gonna say, so we know with confidence, since it's trust, a way to build confidence is to do things to completion, or practice doing things to completion, so you can build the trust, so you can show yourself, prove to yourself that you are trustworthy. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. If I say I'm going to finish something, I'm going to do it. I'm going to finish it. If I say I'm not doing nothing, I'm not doing nothing. You stand on your word, stuff like that. Confidence. I know that I'm going to get this done, like you said. But with self-esteem, how do you build self-esteem?
I think that depends on what you value. Like how you value yourself, or how you base the value of yourself on. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say, to answer your, so do you want me, which question do you want me to answer? The first one,
the first one.
Okay, the first one. I think the statement with the term is mutually exclusive. I don't think they're mutually exclusive. I think you can have confidence and have low self esteem. I didn't think this yesterday, but new information changed the situation. So I think you can have confidence and then have no self esteem, or on the flip side, you can have no self esteem and have confidence. I think the main difference for me is that self-esteem is about you valuing, like, hey, let me put it like this. If we're containers, right? It's like self-esteem is like you valuing the container for what the container is. Confidence is you valuing the container for what it can do. So I think self-esteem is about you being appreciative of the existence that is you. And confidence is you being appreciative of what you are able to do. So that's why I think they can exist.
Now I have one more question. Mm-hmm. Where does being self-assured come in with self-esteem and confidence?
Oh.
Go ahead.
I was going to say that when I was going to say with with when I was looking up self-assured, because I feel like it's you being confident in your ability to do something. So not thinking less of yourself, you thinking having a high regard for yourself and your ability. So I think it's literally the combination of the two. Okay, I think.
So for me, you can go ahead and then I'll...
I was just going to say, I think that's where confidence and self-esteem meet.
Okay, so now what I'm about to say, it might rock the boat a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Rock the boat, don't rock the boat, baby. Sorry.
So, and we have the three, right? Mm-hmm. We got confidence, self-esteem, self-assurance. Mm-hmm. I had high confidence, high self-assurance, low self-esteem. Does that make sense?
I don't think so. I don't think you could... I don't think you... If you have self-assurance, I feel like if you're self-assured, you have both. But if you're just confident and you don't have high self-esteem, you probably aren't self-assured.
But I knew what I could do.
But you didn't value who you were. Yeah, you.
You didn't value you. That's what self-esteem is. You valuing you, not even valuing what you do.
Yeah.
So if you're not valuing yourself, but you're confident in the things that you do, then you're not really going to be that sure of yourself.
Oh, very sure of myself. I just didn't think
you were sure that you could do the things.
I didn't think you were valuable.
That's what self-esteem is.
Yeah, I didn't think I was that valuable to the world.
Yeah,
but so, I knew what I had and what I could do. But coming from me, I didn't think it was. But I was sure of myself.
You were sure that you weren't valuable. Yeah. That's what you just said to me. Yeah, so,
and I think it's easier typically to put it in perspective of something that you're doing, like with your paintings. You could be like, all right, I'm sure I can paint. I'm confident I can do this painting. I'm when I think about myself, I don't think it's gonna be valuable. I don't even know how to.
I don't know that I'm a painter.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, I don't see myself as a painter, but exactly. That's a great idea.
I can paint, but I don't actually see myself as a painter. I was voice acting, landing gigs, and I was confident that I could voice act. Took the whole course, I got like 3 projects within like my first few months of doing it. But my self-esteem in that area was extremely low, and I did not feel like I was actually a voice actor. Now,
but were you sure that you would be like, were you sure that you could voice act?
I was sure that I could voice act, but I didn't. The value of me being a voice actor, I can honestly say that there were a lot of gigs that I did not get, including the spot for TikTok, because I was not sure of myself. Like the idea of where I was saying I had imposter syndrome, I was doing this stuff confidently, but the value of me being like my thought process or my view of me as a voice actor was like, I don't deserve to get all of these gigs because I just started and I'm not valued yet. I haven't proved myself yet. I haven't, like, what I was basing my value as a voice actor on was the amount of work that I was doing, and not, I wasn't valuing the person that is me. So I was confident that I could do the job if I got it. There was still some lingering thoughts, though, because the self-esteem was low. I had lingering thoughts of like, but what if that audition wasn't that great? And then you put that stuff out into the atmosphere, and then you start missing opportunities, and then da-da-da-da. And then you get off track, and you start doing stuff, audiobooks and stuff, when you don't want to do audiobooks. You want to do commercials and cartoons.
I want to do TikTok. But I want to sing.
So it's just like, I think that you can be very confident in your ability. You can be very confident because maybe you practice for this, you train for this, you've been doing this since you were little. But if you are not valuing who you are, if you see no value in who you actually are or who you're being in that moment, then your self-esteem is going to be low and you're not going to be able to be self-assured. Because how are you going to be sure of yourself if you are doubting yourself?
Yeah, and I also think confidence is a byproduct of things that you've done anyway. So you feel confident after you do something. I think with self-esteem, you have a high level of self-esteem before you go in, because it's about who you are. Like, it's about the state of being.
So now I'm thinking, maybe it was a thing of, if you place the value on the things that you do, it makes sense to be. So I might not have been self-assured. I might have been result assured. I was sure that if I'm here, I can get the job. Mm-hmm. I can and will get the job done. I was sure of that. But when it comes to self, if you see yourself as lesser, then you're always going to be unsure of yourself. Not unsure that you can get the job done, but just deserving of the opportunity or deserving to be mm-hmm. here or take up mm-hmm. any type of space.
Yeah. And then you dim your light because of that.
I was going to say, to answer his second question, he was asking, how do you build self-esteem? Mm-hmm. I think it's really about the experiences and your environment, because people kind of shape how you feel and view yourself. So if you're in a space where everybody views you as less than, it's going to be kind of hard for you to see yourself as an emperor.
I'm laughing because the statement I said yesterday was, you get slapped in the back of your head enough times, you forget who you are. Frontal lobe start.
I think your environment does play a role in, like, your self-esteem. That's what we're talking about. How do you build self-esteem? Mm-hmm. I think also it's more than just your environment, right? Because sometimes you're in an environment where people do value you, but you still aren't valuing yourself. So I think that's where, you know, self-awareness comes in. Like, you need self-awareness in order to see the value in yourself.
But you need some self-awareness to make sure you have some self-esteem so you can be self-assured.
So that you can
be self-confident.
Yeah. But, like, no, but really. honestly, that's really where the self-love comes in, though.
Hey, yo.
Did you do that on purpose?
She had to.
But I'm serious. No, that was really my answer, though. No, because honestly, when I started becoming more aware of who I was, even just like the things that I've been doing, the thoughts that I've been thinking, and becoming aware of the type of person that I desire to be and the type of person that I know that I am, like that I'm innately, what?
Yeah, innately.
I was going to say am, but it didn't sound right.
Yeah, that's right.
I innately am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I said I'm innately am. That's why. Okay, when I started thinking about the person that I innately am, then I started to value myself differently. I stopped valuing myself on the things that I did, and I started valuing the person. But I had to get to know me first. I had to get to know me at 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30. So it is actually where the self-love comes in of, I'm going to sit with myself. I'm going to take myself on dates. I'm going to be kind to myself. I'm going to make sure that when I have thoughts, that they align with the type of person that I am and not align with the environment that I might be in, because the environment that I'm in is not indicative of who I am. So recognizing that stuff, I think that also helps with your esteem. And I think that your environment does play a role. I think that just how you view yourself in general outside of other people plays a huge role as well. And yeah.
I agree with all of that. I also know that the initial environment that you start out with, which is usually your family,
mm-hmm.
that usually is going to determine whether or not your self-esteem ends up being high. Because if your family views you as valuable, and I hate saying it like that, but if your family sees the value in you as an individual, that usually is what determines how you're going to view yourself. Because if your family be telling you trash, all your stuff is trash, there's almost no way for you to believe anything else, because that's the environment that's around you.
Oscar the Grouch. Trash can.
So, because it's like, how am I supposed to look at myself as somebody who's worth something if everything around me is telling me I'm not?
I agree with that, because our family used to actually, like, we wouldn't compliment each other, and I don't know why we would never compliment each other, but we will always say the opposite thing and take it, like, say it as a compliment, because it was a compliment. But instead of being like, oh, you look nice, oh, you ugly, you ugly, look at my boy, he's ugly. And that was like
terrible.
That was the norm. But I just, so I wholeheartedly agree with that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that also you have to take a moment as you get older, though, because that's where the self-awareness comes in, because you got to realize, I had to realize my family, we weren't giving any compliments. Like, there was a long span of time where I gave people compliments. Like, I knew how to give compliments, but whenever it came to my family, the compliment would come in form of negative words.
Like, look at you, got your hair done finally. Right. Now, hold on, wait, what? I know that's not what you, like, that's what you said, but that's not what you meant.
Right.
I'm gonna give you a chance to reassess, because that's not what you meant.
Right.
You meant to say my hair looks luxurious, because I know it is. Mm-hmm. That's what you meant to say. I see it. I see what you did.
Look at the beady bead. The beady beads are straight now. Look at the bead. Okay, I see you combed out the beady bead. Like.
Said, I'm gonna give you a chance to retry and say that again.
But that was the norm for my family. So, like, I didn't think nothing of it until I got older. And then I was like, you know what? When I started to reflect on my self-talk, I was like, oh, okay. This started from way back when I was little. So that's why I was saying where the self-love comes in, outside of the environment, because it's like I'm not in that environment anymore.
But some people don't ever get out of that environment.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's true.
Yeah, and that's what I also think, it's environment and experience. So I think even if you're in a trashy environment, if you can end up getting enough experiences that aren't that tell you something different, then maybe you'll be able to get out of it.
To cancel the rule out.
Word, because family be saying some wild stuff sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Family feud.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Harvey.
Mustache.
Ball head.
Y'all funny. Okay, so let's look at this from the opposite end of the spectrum. If you have high self-esteem and low confidence, have y'all experienced that? No?
High self-esteem and low confidence. High self-esteem, so you value yourself, but you don't think you can do anything.
Yeah.
I don't think that could happen.
You don't?
Yeah, I think it can, though. That's actually, I think.
Because it's like, I'm an amazing person. I just don't know how to do anything.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Yeah.
That's it.
But literally, like, you could, and I think that will translate into how you interact with people. Like, you could think people are like, no, I think everybody deserves love, everybody, blah, blah, blah. But, like, you don't think nobody's able to do nothing. So I think in the same way for yourself, like, you'd be like, listen, I know I deserve to be here, cool, but I'm not confident in nothing that I do. So, like, I know I deserve a shot on the basketball team, but I have no confidence in me being able to hit a three-pointer. Mm. But I deserve to be here because I'm alive. I exist.
You know that.
Because I'm black.
I wouldn't like to be in that space.
You what?
Uh-uh.
You don't think it sounds luxurious?
Nah, that sounds nasty.
It sounds like, unsure.
Like, to know that you're an amazing person and that you're great, you're valuable, but don't have the confidence to do anything. or don't have the confidence
in your ability
in your ability to do the things that you want to do.
I think that
I don't like that space.
I think that we have moments of that though. Like if you think about you being like in the beginning phase of stuff, where you're just learning to do something that you maybe always have wanted to do. Okay. Oh, go ahead.
No, you
sound like you was going.
Now you can finish your statement. Right, you was cool. Talking. I'll just repeat what you said after in my own way.
But like if you think of the beginner stage, you're doing something that you always wanted to do, and you know, okay, I deserve to be here. I'm happy to be here. This is something that I've always wanted. I love myself enough, and that's why I made the choice to be in this space. But I don't know what I'm doing at all. And I don't feel confident that I could actually get this done because this is my first day here.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I might have a personal bias because that was me for a lot of stuff in my life. Mm-hmm. So understanding there's a lot of things that I wanted to do. And when I first started out, I'm like, I am trash at this. Like at this specific thing. I'm never thinking that I'm trash, but like, I have no idea how to do this. And me personally, I'd rather start from that place because I can always get confidence after. It's a lot harder, at least in my opinion, to get self-esteem because now I got to change beliefs. I got to go through and go to therapy. I got to do all of this. Like for confidence, I just have to do this 30,000 times and I'll be all right. All right, you need me to do this 10,000 hours, whatever it is. I need to do this 100 times and then eventually I feel confident about my ability in doing it. But I think when your self-esteem is low, you end up having to do more work on the back end. Yeah, on the inside. Yeah.
I feel like it'll be the same amount of work. It's just different work.
Do tell.
So if I have high confidence but low self-esteem, it's easy for me to go do something. And then after it's done, like the work, I mean, you got to work on the thing that you're doing. But like, what am I trying to say? What am I saying? So if we stick on the thing of this is my first time doing it, I'm trash at this. My reference point, I was just talking about this earlier. My reference point is Gallus. When I did Gallus, I went back and listened to it like 2 days ago.
Is that on YouTube?
Yeah, for those who did a remix to Gallus,
I did a remix to Gallus by
YouTube?
Capella Gray. I don't think so.
We'll link it somewhere either in the description or it'll be up here.
Who said that man wanted the people to link it? But
it listen to it now, I was like, I understand why they said Chloe Bailey was better than mine. Because it was. Like, from what I was saying, the mix, everything, it was just like, but in that moment, I was so confident in what I was doing that I didn't care if it was trash. Because my confidence exceeded any outside opinion. Granted, I still had to go back and do the work. Work on the thing, but I'm having fun. That's what I was getting to. Me doing the work with whatever it is that I'm doing, I'm having fun. So it doesn't feel like work. So I got to go back and do the self work. Mm-hmm. But me doing the activity or the task of whatever this is, it doesn't feel like work because I'm having fun. I'm blinded by the enjoyment that I'm getting from this thing. Because I was so confident in what I was doing.
I think that's a separate point, though. I think that's like you've been being able, I think you can have fun in both regards. I think.
We have a fun healing?
I have.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's an experience. It's a journey.
It be rough sometimes, you know, but it be fun.
I get a good laugh after the. You know, after the. Oh,
a lot of
trauma.
Inside jokes.
Cause that was funny. You see yourself? Ooh, you wanted to cry. Ooh, that's crazy. You know, but I was going to say, I think with the confidence, like, you could. So if you're just confident in your ability to a degree, you're cutting yourself short because if you're not able to do it anymore, now your confidence is gone. Mm-hmm. But if you have a high self-esteem, even if you can't do it, you don't see yourself as less than who you were before you were able to do it. So I think it's super important to have the high self-esteem. And I think because you can build the confidence, again, like I said, just from doing it. And even if you're using like maybe painting as an example, right? If you just have high confidence in your ability, but you don't have high self-esteem, it doesn't matter how many paintings you do. You know you can paint, but you'll never feel like an excellent painter. It'll always feel like, oh, I mean, I can paint, but I'm not really that guy.
I feel like artists typically have lower self-esteem.
I think it depends.
I don't feel like any artist feels like they're as good as everybody else thinks they are, or as good as they can be.
I wouldn't say any. I think the people who end up being the people that we all consider to be the greats, they have high levels of esteem, because that's probably what I'm trying to use. Somebody that's not Kanye. But Kanye has very high levels of self-esteem. So much so that even when he goes into scenarios where he's never been in this field before, it doesn't matter that he's not confident right now. He's like, I'm going to do amazing work. And then eventually he gets there. And I think with a lot of musicians, this is what I was talking about, the bravado. Even if you don't believe in your ability that much, the fact that you believe in you can sell a lot of stuff to people who don't. Who people might be like, yo, your ability isn't that good, but you believe in yourself that much, so let me follow you. And like, because you believe in yourself that much, people are gonna be like, ah, all right, I rock with him. But if you don't believe, if you're like, I feel like if it's on the other side, like, all right, I mean, I know I can do things, but I don't really believe, like, I don't think I'm that great. I mean, I think there are a lot of artists with high self-esteem and there are a lot of artists with high confidence. And I think some people who do really well end up having a good marriage of the both.
They're self-assured.
Amen.
Out of all the artists in the world, there's very few who have that Kanye level of self-esteem or the self-esteem of, like, I'm not that good. My talent isn't that great, but I believe that I'm greater than my talent.
I don't know how true that is. Simply because Kanye, number one, has a large platform and he's just very boastful. Mm-hmm. And he is clearly an extrovert. Or he shows his extroverted side to the public a lot. So I wouldn't say that most artists don't have that level of confidence.
Self-esteem,
because they might have very high levels of self-esteem, a lot of them. They're just not as confident when they walk into the room, right? And sometimes if you don't have that bravado to cover up the fact that you're not confident, then that gets in the way. It can get in the way of opportunities. Because you might be over there, you might go into a spiral of, well, why can't I do this? Or why is this so difficult? And it might wind up hindering that person. So I wouldn't say that hindering that person as far as like their opportunities go in that moment. So I don't know. I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of artists with low self-esteem. Let me say that to start. I think there are definitely a lot of artists with low self-esteem and all confidence, and I think they end up working their way towards higher self-esteem. I think a lot of artists, when they're first starting out, are all bravado, at least in rap, I'll say. It's all bravado with no actual self-esteem. It's like, I'm all confidence. I'm like, I know I can do this, but it's like, you don't actually view yourself as valuable or whatever it is, and that's why a lot of the stuff ends up being... Even with Kanye, it starts off, I'm so self-conscious. Like, it starts out, I think, as low self-esteem. And then as you, which kind of makes it kind of interesting, but I feel like as you grow, I think you end up being more, maybe sometimes the confidence can help you
get more
build up more self-esteem.
I say a lot of artists have low self-esteem because, and I'm just talking about like actual, like artists,
with what is that?
Different mediums, like oh, okay. A true artist.
All artists.
Like a true artist, not okay. I'm just doing this for the bag.
Okay.
It's like a true artist. Like I have to create to keep me, like I'm here to create an artist that loves the craft and everything. So I say this because I'm only speaking from my 31 years of life that I've experienced. The more that time goes on and the more that technology advances and the way that the world is going now, an artist's creation is a piece of them. So the more I create and give it to the world, and the less it's received or ignored, looked over, pushed aside, the lower my self-esteem gets, because I'm giving myself to the world. Essentially, I'm giving myself to the world and it's not being received. So after years of doing this, I feel like it begins to take a toll. So I'm going to still create, but I don't know how it's going to be received, or it's been turned away so many times. I don't even really want to. I don't believe my stuff might not be that valuable, and it might not be that good, might not be that impactful.
So that comes down to, like, it sounds like what you're describing is that it's taking a toll on your confidence in your, like, in. I think that what the issue is with that is that society, the world that we live in, teaches us to value ourselves based off of what we do and not who we are. So when you look at things from the perspective of this is a part of me, not this is a part of my experience. When you express yourself in whatever medium it is, and it gets rejected or it gets ignored or it doesn't get as many views or it doesn't get as many likes, or the algorithm is being the algorithm and for some reason nobody can see your post. When you start to look at those things as a piece of you, and you start to look at them as a piece of your value instead of removing that aspect and deciding this is my expression, this is how I decided to express myself, it's not a piece of me. When you feel like it is a piece of you, that is when it starts to take a toll on your self-esteem. That's when it starts to take a toll on both your self-esteem and your confidence. But when you look at it from, and this is not an easy thing to do that I'm saying, but when you look at it from the perspective of this thing is that I'm giving to the world is simply a part of my experience. It is simply a way that I decided to express myself in that moment. It is not a determining factor of who I am and how I am valued in the world or to myself. That is when your self-esteem can be unaffected. The reason why we do have so many artists who have low self-esteem is because in all facets of life, especially here in America, I don't know what y'all be doing in these other countries, but here in America, you are told that you are only as good as whatever thing you are doing in that moment.
That's good.
Yep.
We can wrap it up.
I was gonna say, you pretty much took everything I was gonna say. But yeah, I was gonna say, it's almost like, based on what we were just talking about, the world values, they place their value on confidence over your actual esteem. So like, you're only as good as the last thing that you did, not you're only as good as you are, which is a totally different
thing.
Right? And so, I mean, and what she's saying is right. It's not easy at all. It's not an easy thing to do at all. But trying to make it simple, like more simple. If you made a shoe, you recognize that you're not a shoe because you can point at the shoe that you just made, right? But for a lot of us, it's like, people don't like the thing that I made. They must not like me, and that's where your esteem is tied to everybody else valuing the thing that you did, not to how well, like, not to the fact that you made it.
And I feel like it's because it's so much, like, vulnerability. When you're creating something, you have to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be, but it helps if you're vulnerable. So for the true artists, they're vulnerable. It's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. This is my actual experience or I witnessed this. Somebody close to me went through this, and I packaged up as beautifully as I can, and I gave it to the world. I gave all of what I had to this thing. Granted, I'm separate from this thing. I know I'm separate from this thing. I'm not even my own thoughts, so I know I'm not this. But I did all of this and gave it to the world, and they just gave it back to me. They said nothing. Yeah. They just left it at the doorstep.
Yeah, but that's not really a bad thing if your esteem is high, right? Because if your esteem, or if your esteem is not tied to other people accepting you, if the thought is, hey, I'm just glad that I was able to make this thing, then it doesn't really matter what you think about the thing that I made, because you're not, if you're talking about the shoe that I made, you're not talking about me anymore. And some people do be talking about you. They'd be like, why would this person be, why would you make something like this? That's crazy. But for you, it's like, well, I mean, this is just what I made.
Mm-hmm. It's not who I am.
Yeah. So kind of, it's, I think for artists, it would be, and it's getting very challenging, but trying to create a level of distance between the thing that I made and who I am. Like, understanding that I gave a part of me, I gave the emotion, I gave the time, the energy into it, so that I can see that I'm not that thing anymore. Like, that's not what I am. I know that was just something that I was experiencing, what she was saying.
And even when you think about it, like, I know for a lot of us artists, because I also, this was very hard for me. It still is sometimes. But we used to look, I said we used to. A lot of times, us as artists look at our art as our baby or our child. When you really think about having a child, right? The child is not you. Once that child is in the world, especially, well, specifically for women, but once that child is in the world, it's not even, you gave a piece of you to the world, right? So you look at it from that perspective, but the child is no longer in your womb. That it's no longer, this is about to sound bad, but the sperm ain't in the ball sack no more. The eggs already fertilized and all that stuff. You gave what you were supposed to give. Like, you did. And it created this thing. If you look at it from a piece of art, whatever emotion, whatever time, sweat, tears, all that came together and you gave what you were supposed to give to the world. And you have to allow that child to be its own thing, be its own person, be its own expression, its own form of expression. And that is a way to look at it as being separate from you, because you did your part. Now, we can get into the fact that maybe you ain't market, or you ain't market that good. We can get into all that, but that's not the point of this conversation, okay? The point of this conversation is just the fact that you did your part. You expressed what needed to be expressed, and now you have to allow that expression to exist in the world. And whatever feedback you do or do not get, it is not a determining factor of if you are a good parent. It's not a determinant factor of if you are a good artist or if you expressed yourself well. If you are an artist, if you say you are an artist, if you know that you are being an artist, then allow yourself to be that artist. And when you put out your stuff, know that you might have thoughts on it and be like, ah, that wasn't that good. But just know that I'm an artist that is improving. My art and my abilities are a work in progress. I don't have to judge myself based off of this because I know the next one is going to be even better. I know that I am becoming better with each experience, with each moment of expression. And that's not an easy thing, not an easy place to get to. But that's the truth of it. We tie so much worth to so many things that we do, even whether it's something that we want to do or not. And I used to do that a lot. Like, that was my main thing. And I realized I felt like I was a failure because I was tying so much of what I thought I was worth or worthy of, or the things that I deserved in my life, to what I was doing or what I wasn't doing based off of what I felt like I should be doing, based off of who I said I was and da 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 da. And I think that self-esteem and self-confidence, they do work in tandem. But I do think they aren't mutually exclusive. That's what you're
talking about? Yeah, I can't really fully remember. I'm going to look that up. They used to always trip me up in school. They used to be throwing that around and sounding fancy. I'll be forgetting sometimes.
But go ahead. But one can exist. They can exist.
Independently
of yes. That's they can what that exist means. And mm-hmm. operate independently, but I think the magic of self-confidence and of
self-esteem
mm-hmm. and becoming self-assured is when you allow those things to work in tandem, because your self-confidence can boost your self-esteem, and your self-esteem can help you boost your self-confidence in areas where you're not that confident, even if it's just by 2%.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can flourish.
Yeah, I also just think in general, it just the flourish is funny.
I thought she was flourish, frolic.
But I was also going to say in general, I think the difference in how you talk to yourself or talk about the things that you do ends up being a difference between how you talk to yourself when you start doing certain things. So like when you're more confident, it's like, yo, I did all of this stuff. And then when people, like you said, when people don't like it, they don't like me. That's a self-esteem thing,
mm-hmm.
right? Versus when if somebody doesn't like the things, like, oh, they don't like my cheesecake. Well, I don't like my cheesecake. That's crazy. All right, well, it's cool. Y'all ain't like my cheesecake today. You're going to like my cheesecake next week. And right. It's like, you don't take a hit when somebody doesn't like your work. That's really what it is. It's like, oh, all right, cool. You didn't like that expression. You don't like the fact that I made that cheesecake? Why don't you like the fact that I made that cheesecake? That's interesting. All right, cool. I'm going to make another one, but
right.
I don't know why you didn't like Tuesday's cheesecake. I just added more flour or something, you know?
One thing I was just going to say that helped me get past if my art isn't received how I wanted to be received is, well, one, separate myself from my art and me acknowledging the progress.
Mm-hmm.
So I know the songs that I make today are way better than the songs that I made last year.
Come on.
Or like, even like with painting, I don't think I'm that good at painting, but I know that each painting gets better than the last painting. Mm-hmm. Like I can actually look at what I did and look at what I'm doing, and I know why. Like, I know different stuff, I have different information, more information, and it's like I'm actually getting better. Like, I can see myself improving. And I'm enjoying the process. Like, I'm enjoying doing what it is that I'm doing.
So even though you said you don't feel like you're that good of a painter, do you still see yourself as a painter?
Yeah, I'm fire. But I'm a fire painter. I'm a fire artist. But I don't think I'm as good as... I'm not as good as I see myself being.
Okay.
That's why I say I'm not... I don't think I'm that good of a painter. Because I know where I'm headed. So if I... Go ahead.
No, finish what you was going to say first.
Yeah, I just know where I'm headed. So I know where I'm headed. I know where I'm headed. So based off where I'm headed and where I know I'm going, what I'm doing now isn't as good as what I'm going to do next. But I have to do this now to get to what's next.
And I think that that is where you have the self-confidence and the self-esteem working together to get you more self-assured. Like, you know that even though I'm not as good as I see myself being, or I know that I will be, I know that I'm such a valuable talent, a valuable person, a valuable painter, that I am great already. Like, I am great already. But I do have some work to do so that I can get to the point where I'm like, yeah, that's what I've been envisioning. That's, yeah, whatever room I walk into, I'm doing live painting sessions. I'm out here. Like, that's the type of thing where you're building your self-assurance, I think, is what we're going to. I know we didn't have a definition for self-assurance, but for the sake of this conversation, yeah. That's where we at.
Yeah. I just like self-assurance because it's better than... I just don't like the connotation and everything that's wrapped around being humble. And, yeah, people, it's just about, it's just not lowering my view of myself in comparison to everybody else. That's how I'd be looking at it. But I also think I'm glad you're in the space that you were in, Breeze, just because you can very easily be in a space where, oh, I'm not as good as I want to be. And because you're not as good as you want to be, you're disrespecting what you're doing now. And I think you don't disrespect what you're doing now. Appreciate the fact that there's still room to grow, but make sure you're still like, yo, I did that. I'm doing this. Like, and being okay with what you're making now, because you don't know how long it's going to take. You might actually be able to do more than you're able to imagine for yourself. Mm-hmm. But if you're only sticking to the thing that you're, the idea of where you're supposed to be in your head, you may never give yourself the opportunity to get more than you've actually imagined.
I feel like the biggest reason is because even if I'm doing a painting for somebody else, I paint for me. Mm-hmm. So, like, I was going to paint something regardless if you asked me to paint you something or not. So, it's just, like, I'm just practicing. I'm working my way up to where I see myself. But then once I get to where I see myself, I'm going to be a lot more talented, a lot more skilled, and have a lot more information. So once I get to that point, in that moment, I'm going to see myself somewhere else. So I always have room to grow, room to improve. I always have more that I can learn. Mm-hmm. And it'd be my happy place, too. Like, nothing else matter. Like, remember in ATL, when it was talking about skating, mm-hmm. nothing else matter. When I be painting, don't nothing matter. The world could be falling apart. When life was lifing, yeah. Life the lie, lie, lie. Mm-hmm. As soon as I started painting, nothing else, like, nothing mattered. And ironically, I was painting Lauryn Hill.
Oh, yeah.
She nothing got us on nothing. Come on. At all.
That's all I was going to do right now.
Word. Yeah, nothing matters. Nothing matters. Unless you run out of paint, everything stops. Everything stops. The paint is gone? Hey, yo, somebody give me my paint.
We got colored pencils.
But that's dope. I'm in the same way when it comes to just music and just creating. Like, when I'm doing it, everything else just kind of moves out the way. And I come downstairs feeling like Superman. I'm like, yeah, we out here. He said, what you need help? I got you. You need me to lift that car? Say less. Car lifted. One hand. Flexing on him. This is my man.
That scared me.
I was lying. It was only in one ear.
My bad, my bad, my bad, my bad, my bad, my bad. I had to tone it down.
But I feel y'all. I'm basic. Okay, so y'all are saying that y'all are in a space now where your self-esteem is high and your confidence is building? Is that what's happening? Or where y'all at?
Purpose.
What? That wasn't even the vocab words of the day.
He said, well, so what do you think, A, B, or C? A, I'm going to say Y. I'm going to say Y. That's my answer. I think I'm in a space where my confidence is finally meeting my esteem.
Okay. I agree. I feel like I'm in that space as well. And it's new and exciting here, honestly. I think I had my...
So excited. My bad.
I think I've had moments where my self-esteem was lower and moments where my confidence were lower. And I don't like either one of those. So feeling it starting to level out now is different. So sometimes I kind of be taken aback, like, hold on. But it's actually really cool. It's a happier place.
I was going to say, it feels like, for me, it was like a seesaw.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, all right. For years, the confidence was here. Man, no steam. Mm-hmm. No self-esteem. Now that I got my steam up, I'm like, all right, I feel great, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to. I know I can do great things. I'm not that confident in doing that, you know, that thing.
Yeah, that pretty much.
Yeah, I would say based off the answers.
Oh, okay.
My esteem is rising.
Oh, okay.
So my confidence, I always knew I could paint. Mm-hmm. Always knew I can do the thing. Mm-hmm. I just didn't think that I didn't see myself doing the thing for whatever reason. Or I didn't think it was going to be as good as the stuff that I like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for a while I was just kind of like, I don't think anybody actually is going to care.
Yeah, I think it might have been the thing of comparison. Yeah. So I'm comparing my stuff to the stuff that I like. Granted, the stuff that I like, it just be inspiration. Still like an artist. Mm-hmm. Like, even if I try to do this thing, it's going to look like something totally completely different.
Yeah.
And I'm learning that. So even with everything else, everything that I do, like whether that be music, whether that be art, whether that be fashion, whether that be cooking, like we all can make the same meal. It's going to look and taste different.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes drastically completely different.
Drastically. All good.
Yeah.
But it's different.
Yeah, Breeze's broccoli is totally different than my broccoli. And totally different than Shakoya broccoli.
Yeah.
Everybody broccoli different. She might get broccoli florets. Everybody broccoli different.
Everybody dumplings ain't the same. Come Everybody on. Dumplings don't fry the same.
Nah. Beans don't burn in the kitchen. Come on.
Something don't burn on the grill.
I definitely forgot the next one.
Or fish don't fry in the kitchen, beans don't burn on the grill. That's what it was. I got it backwards. My bad. You know what the saying is. Somebody wrote a song.
And you made it this far. Tell us what burned on the grill. Leave it in the comment.
Oh my gosh, do y'all have any final thoughts on self-confidence? I almost said self-care. Self-esteem.
Self-confidence, self-care, self-love, self-joy. Just self.
Do y'all got any final comments?
Put yourself first. Prioritize yourself. Value yourself. Spend time with yourself. Love yourself. Every positive action and adjective, put yourself with that.
What about you?
In the words of a light skinned gentleman, know yourself, know your worth. Mm. That's it.
That's good. What a light
skinned gentleman. Drake!
Breeze also says
that. I don't think he was the first person to say that. Was he the first person
that's
to say
the,
that?
That's when I say it. That's the lyric. Know yourself, know your worth. My not never work. That's how I'd be saying it in my head.
I don't know.
Anyways.
Do you have any final words?
My final thoughts are, make sure that you are not calculating the value of who you are based on the things that you do. Separate who you are from what you do, because you are you. And what you do is something separate.
Mm-hmm. It's what you do.
It's what you do. So practice doing that. It's not easy, but the more you practice doing it, the easier it gets. In the meantime, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload.
Ding.
I'm Shakoya D.
Badman Reasons in the Ear.
It's your boy, Damani.
And this was another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. Thank you guys for watching. If you want to watch this podcast live and early and also join in on the conversation, definitely join our Patreon. The link is in the description below, as well as all the other things that we have going on. We have music, we have art, we have journals, we have all the things. So be sure to check the links in the description. And if you like this episode, you are going to love the one that's linked up on the screen.
Mm-hmm. Bye! Adios!
Stay blessed. They black people.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth.
Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn.